Welcome to the Litigation Finance Podcast. I'm your host, John Freund. This podcast is brought to you by the Litigation Finance Journal, the only dedicated news source to the litigation finance industry. Please visit www.litigationfinancejournal.com. Our guest today is Dan Bush, Chief Investment Officer and Director of Innovation of Law Finance Group. Law Finance Group has been a leader in the litigation and law firm finance industry for more than 25 years, providing over $500 million in financing for individual lawsuits and litigation portfolios to parties and their law firms. Dan, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, John. Glad to be here.
Great to have you here. So let's start with an issue facing actually a lot of industries, but especially law firms as well. We're talking about the liquidity crunch. This is a big factor. One of the big factors of this is accounts receivable. So your firm, Law Finance Group, you've recently announced the launch of an accounts receivable financing product called AR Now. Why don't you explain for us, first of all, explain for us exactly what the scope of the problem is, and then how does AR Now solve that problem of law firms' liquidity issues?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, John. So Law Finance Group, you know, the team here, we're always talking to lawyers. You know, it's kind of the bread and butter of our business, right? And as the effects, you know, of the COVID pandemic and kind of the uncertainty around it were taking hold, many of the lawyers we were talking to were telling us that their clients were having trouble paying, you know, their bills, and were asking for steep discounts, you know, steeper than they would, you know, easily or want to give. So we saw an opportunity to bring kind of our capital to the table and help, you know, these firms, these lawyers, help their clients. You know, what law firm CFO, you know, wants to approve, you know, a large discount? Those discounts are often precedent setting, right? In order to get paid sooner than later. And, you know, what partner wants to, you know, have to have those difficult calls with their clients, you know, who are struggling, and the partner knows they're struggling and demand payment. So what we want to do is offer, you know, kind of an innovative solution that would allow the law firm to kind of put on the white hat in this scenario, go to their clients and say, you know what, let's go, you know, instead of, you know, due upon receipt or, you know, net 30 days or whatever the normal payment terms are on their invoices, say, you know, you can pay it over 6 months, 12 months, or even 18 months, you know, some kind of extended payment terms or payment plan to help their clients out. In lieu of, you know, just, you know, taking 30% off the bill or, you know, even more to bring in the cash now. And so that's what AR Now does, essentially. And then, well, you know, we do, Law Finance Group, you know, we're invisible in the background. We'll monetize a good percentage of whatever invoice the law firm's sending out, you know, say around 50%. It could be a little less, could be a little more, depending. And then, the twist on kind of traditional factoring, because it sounds a lot like traditional factoring, is not, you know, we're not taking over that invoice in terms of collection because of the client and attorney relationship so important. The law firm maintains that relationship. Nobody knows Law Finance Group is even involved. And as the law firm collects on that invoice, the amount that's owed out of the remainder of it, whatever's collected, that's owed to Law Finance Group based on the financing, you know, varies depending on when it's collected. So that's essentially how it works. And it's really just to allow law firms, you know, to offer a little flexibility to their clients and, you know, what has been a, you know, a difficult, uncertain, and, you know, in some circumstances, dire year.
Sure, absolutely. And given that Law Finance Group already engages in law firm funding, in a lot of different aspects of law firm funding, I'm interested to know how you develop this sort of a unique way of financing law firm operations. It really targets AR specifically. You touched on this a bit, but what prompted you to design an entire product specifically designed for accounts receivable?
Yeah, that's a good question. So everybody was kind of presented with a dire situation, right? With the pandemic, the shutdown, all the economic fallout from that. And that really provided the impetus to get this going. But we really see how the product works beyond the COVID pandemic to help firms, you know, number one, help their clients while still bringing money in the door. So that's why we spent kind of the time and resources around developing an entire product around it. Because there are other circumstances outside of a pandemic where your clients are struggling, where the law firm may want to, you know, help a client out or bring money in a time sensitive way, such as year end performance, right? Which affects a lot of, you know, reporting of law firms, ranking of law firms, partner compensation, all of those factors. You know, and then there's also, you know, we just had an election. There's going to be a new Congress, a new administration, uncertainty around, you know, what taxes are going to look like a year from now, 2 or 3 years from now. So, you know, at the end of the day, bringing in money now allows, you know, you to have a lot more certainty around all of those issues. So, you know, although we were, you know, presented with the COVID, you know, pandemic as kind of an impetus for it, we saw, you know, it's really a product that can be utilized and a tool that can be utilized by law firms in, you know, in several different circumstances.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty of it. How do law firms apply for AR now? Is there a diligence process of some kind? And will you fund all of their receivables, or do you like vet the receivables and only approve a portion of the accounts? How does that work?
Yeah, sure. So we do have an application and a diligence process. You know, the whole process really starts out with an application form that we kind of use. Law Finance Group uses an application form in all of our financing transactions, and an NDA, of course. That's always very important. We want to make sure all the information that's shared with us is protected responsibly. And then, you know, once we have that in place, the NDA in place, and we're actually starting to share information, the diligence process for this particular product is relatively abbreviated. You know, we really only need to look at a sample of the AR aging reports of the firm and some of the aging reports for particular clients whose invoices the firm wants to fund. And overall, I'd say we probably target, you know, 2 to 3 weeks from the application to first funding. So, you know, there's still time actually now left to, you know, bring in some money in the door before year end, before the end of 2020. And in terms of what we'll fund, the second part of your question, you know, we're pretty flexible in how we'll structure these things, these deals. We can fund all of a law firm's receivables on an ongoing basis, or we can fund a particular client or subset of clients. The real only principle is that if we fund an invoice of a client, we're going to want to continue to fund those invoices of that client on a going forward basis. So it's really, you know, the firm may say, we have this subset of clients that are, you know, are aging, you know, more than we'd like. Although, you know, we know they're going to pay, it's just taking them longer than we'd like, and say that's, you know, 10% of the law firm's client base or something. We can focus on those, or we can take a broader approach, whatever works.
Now, in your press release, you noted how AR Now can facilitate new alternative fee arrangements. Can you elaborate on this for us?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's kind of the fun of this, right? So, I mean, one example is, say, you know, a law firm goes out and offers a client an 18-month payment term, right? A payment plan over 18 months and, you know, maybe even with a balloon payment at the end or something. That would fit within this product in terms of how we structure them, and the firm taking some money up front and then collecting the rest of it. They can structure that payment plan any way they want. That's an alternative fee arrangement. That's not typical, right, for law firms to arrange those for clients. So you have that. And then, you know, beyond that, a lot of firms now are taking more risk than they would in the past, taking some contingent upside risk, if not a full, you know, contingent fee. They're coming with hybrid arrangements where they're taking some percentage of their hourly fee with some contingent upside in whatever the matter is that the client has. And this tool can also be used to, you know, in those circumstances, right? So you can have, say it is a hybrid arrangement and the firm is charging 50% of its hourly fee with, say, a 10 or 15% contingent fee on a particular piece of litigation. They can, you know, make that even more favorable to the client by saying, yeah, we're charging 50% of our hourly fees, but that 50% isn't due for 12 or 18 months, right? But then finance say 50% of that 50% with us through AR Now, so they're not, you know, pushing all of that hourly fee revenue down the road. So it can kind of supplement some of those hybrid arrangements too. You know, but ultimately, I think from a firm's perspective, the bottom line is, you know, if the bottom line of the firm is in a better position because they're bringing in revenue on invoices sooner than later, the firm is going to be in a better position to take more risk or accommodate clients who want some alternative fee arrangements and are asking for it. So it provides the firm more certainty and more flexibility, I think, just generally.
Sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'd like for you to just zoom out for a moment. I'd love to get your insights as to what the state of the law firm industry looks like right now, especially for SPs and smaller law firms. How dire is the financial situation? And should we expect attrition? Should we expect firm closures over the coming months? Can you shed some light on that for us?
Yeah, that's a really tough question. You know, because there are issues really that are specific to each individual law firm in terms of structure, how that firm is structured, practice focus, impact from different sectors of the economy. You know, I think generally, you know, the news as we're coming towards year end, the news with some of the larger firms, you know, there's some news about recovery, right, where they were struggling a little bit more earlier in the year. Smaller firms, I think they're a little more across the spectrum, right? Some smaller firms that we've been dealing with, you know, they were well positioned to deal with uncertainty because being smaller, they're already running lean, for example, and they've been able to adapt quickly. Other small firms, you know, like small businesses generally don't have, you know, the wherewithal or the cushion or bandwidth to absorb a lot of uncertainty and have struggled a lot more. So it's a tough question to answer on a broad stroke. I think, you know, there is the potential for some attrition, but, you know, probably not as much as, you know, the people that were saying everything was very, very dire not too long ago. I mean, really, that's it. Really, the real issue is uncertainty. And, you know, how law firms can function in this environment now and utilize financial products that are available to them, both traditional and less traditional, and their own assets to gain some certainty. And the law firms, both large and small, that actually do that in a strategic way are going to be fine because the tools are there. You know, Law Finance Group, we've been doing this a long time. We have lots of tools to offer. We know the tools are there. We can offer them. So, as long as they're doing it and thinking about it, they'll be fine.
Well, let's discuss those tools. My final question for you actually is, can you explain some of the other financing products you offer? We have a lot of law firms that might be listening to this. So what can you tell us about some of the other products you offer for either smaller law firms, growing law firms, large law firms, whatever it may be?
Yeah, sure. We've worked with law firms of all sizes. Smaller growing firms, as well as, you know, established firms, you know, that historically, you know, are known to have deeper pockets, you know, Am Law 50 firms and the like. And, you know, as an SEC registered investment advisor and asset manager, we offer products. Our mandate is broader than what you might think of as traditional lit funding. And we offer products across the spectrum. If you imagine the spectrum of financial tools available to a law firm from, you know, on the one side, traditional lit funding products like, you know, an equity type investment in a single piece of litigation on the one hand, to way on the other end, you know, a traditional line of credit from a bank, you know, that is fully recourse to the firm and requires personal guarantees by the partners. Across that spectrum, there's lots of different, you know, opportunities to structure things. And we offer products across those, including, you know, equity investments in cases. You know, Law Finance Group is known as, you know, the leader in doing that type of investment in a single case if it's late stage, such as a judgment that's going up on appeal. I think we've done 600 or more of those transactions, definitely more than any other litigation funder. We also do early stage, you know, kind of equity type investments in cases like that, that are either, you know, pre-filing or shortly after filing, or at a time when there needs to be a change of counsel, a change in a fee arrangement, a client runs out of money, that sort of thing that you kind of run across in kind of traditional lit funding space. We also do portfolio fundings for law firms, which is, you know, deals that are cross-collateralized against a basket of cases, or maybe all of the cases that the firm has going on. And then we also do some transactions that have kind of a recourse nature to it, you know, like AR Now, the new product that we were just talking about. We can structure those that, you know, so they have a kind of a recourse nature to it, where, say, you know, if one of those invoices actually, you know, is a bad debt at the end of the day, the client doesn't pay it, right? The firm, you know, could have an obligation to replace that invoice with another, you know, with another one. So that kind of gets a little more to the other side of the spectrum. So, you know, there's lots of room to be flexible and creative. That's what I really love about this industry and working in litigation funding and working with law firms and working with their clients. I should mention, actually, we just wrote an article on a few products that we offer, some of those that I just mentioned, and some year-end outreach that we're currently doing. And so I would encourage anybody that's listening to this to reach out to us. We can send them that information, you know, no problem. That kind of goes into a little bit more detail than I'm able to here. Whether, you know, whatever asset they're looking to monetize, if it's a judgment on appeal or, you know, a portfolio of law firms' cases.
Yeah, and if you're interested in reaching out, you can visit Law Finance at their website, www.lawfinance.com. Dan, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, sharing your thoughts on AR Now, very exciting stuff, and all the rest of the financial products you offer. It's going to be very useful for a lot of law firms out there, I'm sure.
No, thank you, John. My pleasure. Anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you all for listening. We hope to see you next time on the Litigation Finance Podcast.